From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Students at a Punta Gorda High School are seeing and eating the results of a new gardening program. Florida Southwestern Collegiate High School faculty say it teaches the teens responsibility and problem-solving skills while also putting food on the table for community members. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros was there for their first harvest.
Joshua Upright is a 10th grader at FSW Collegiate High. It shares the Charlotte County campus with FSW State College. Upright waters his class garden during study period every day.
I do a lot of the watering early on in the morning because I like to get my homework done at my house, so then instead of using study hall for studying, I prefer to use it for coming out and gardening.
There are 10 above-ground gardens behind the high school building. Each represent a separate class. Some have hot pink zinnias, orange marigolds, and yellow sunflowers that are swarming with bees. The students grow sugar snap peas, cucumbers, radishes.
This is Swiss chard. It's used like a leafy plant for different salads and everything. It's similar to kale. We have broccoli. Over here we have a mixture of carrots and cilantro.
Bremen Sexton is also in 10th grade. He oversees his class garden.
It's been really fun because it's different and it's a new activity to do in school. And we've been seeing the results of our work, and it's really nice to see that.
Biology teacher Michael Mitchell says this idea originally came from the Science and Environmental Club, and then it grew from there.
The ultimate goal is to get students out of the classroom, have them do some critical thinking where they can realize, oh, hey, if we plant these plants too close together, we're not going to get a good product. Let them do some troubleshooting, some problem solving.
Solving problems like a couple of intertwined carrots Bremen Sexton just plucked from the soil.
They were growing a bit close, and they just wrapped around one another.
So do you see why we want to separate and thin them out before they get big?
It's pretty cool, though.
So it allows them to get big when you have enough space.
Mitchell says there are about 5 students in his study period that are dedicated to gardening and have green thumbs. They plan to donate some of the flowers to local nursing homes someday, but today is the first time they're harvesting veggies and herbs for the school's kitchen located on the college campus.
It's actually kind of exciting because we're putting food on the table, and I've actually never done that for being 15, so it's pretty fun.
Now we can take a couple sprigs of the rosemary as well. He'll be able to figure it out just by smell. Are we ready to head over to the cafeteria so they can prep this? So let's bring them over.
It's about a 5-minute walk from the garden to the cafeteria.
We're going to come see Eric right now. He's the chef for the cafeteria at the college. We come bearing fruits of the earth.
Good to see you. Come on back, guys.
Eric Durst runs the campus's kitchen. He says this is the first time his kitchen has had freshly picked produce.
And I think it's good practicality for the kids to learn how to take care of vegetables and for us to use it in the kitchen. Just off the bat, I think with the carrots, we'll probably start off with maybe a chicken soup. The squash I see we have here, we'll probably do maybe a sautéed vegetable of some sort for our lunch. And the herbs, we can use just about anything.
2 minutes later, a cook, who is also Eric Durst's wife, pops in the kitchen. Barbara Durst needs rosemary for a sauce recipe.
Bring in a little.
How much rosemary do you need? There's.
That's perfect.
So what are you making today?
I'm making a sauce for my almond chicken, which is going to be Dijon with maple, rosemary, some onion powder.
Barbara Durst finely chops the freshly picked rosemary.
It smells delicious. It's so nice to have fresh food. Much better than the kind you buy at the store.
Durst whisks the rosemary into her sauce pot. The almond chicken is today's lunch for students or faculty in the high school and college. But Michael Mitchell, the biology teacher, says it's not just about feeding the campus. He says if they get a big enough harvest,
then we'll send these off to maybe some of the food pantries so that they can have some fresh vegetables.
Mitchell says after today, the students will learn how to properly spread out the plants as they grow. And eventually, they'll figure out a crop rotation to bring in some new vegetables. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.